WMFO in Medford, Sky by here. We have the Runouts. They're going to be with me shortly. I'm going to play some tunes first. And they'll be up in about probably like, I don't know, 12, 13 minutes. Play some tunes and talk a bit. This is a band called Watts.
We'll be right back.
right, WMFO. That was Trainwreck by the Runouts. Before that, we had the new, brand new knock-up. The song is called Black Rose. Watts with blazing guitars and a flash of white lights. Here with some of the Runouts. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Nolan. I do vocals, rhythm guitar.
I'm Andrew. I play lead guitar. And I sing poorly.
I'm Brooke. I play bass and I do backup vocals, harmonies and stuff.
All right. I like you guys a lot. As you know, I've been playing your Bohemian Catastrophe quite a bit lately. How long have you been together in this format?
We're pushing 5 years now. We started October
2014.
Yeah.
Right about the time that I started this, about 5 years back, I guess, right? And the titles, is that intentional? You have like a... is it a Beach Boy Queen thing, or is it just...
There actually is a story behind it.
There you go.
Yeah, we were doing practice. We used to do a cover of Sloop John B. And I was actually pretty drunk at practice, and we were talking about, who's going to know the song? I said, everyone's going to know it. Everybody knows Freaking Bad News. And yeah, Brooke actually said, she started to laugh, and she's like, it's not Pet Noises, it's Pet Sounds. But we decided that would be that'd be a good album.
I like Sloop John. Do you like the Beach Boys at all, or is it just totally just like...
I do. I like them.
I love them.
Had great harmonies.
Yeah.
In my room?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. And then you went into Bohemian Catastrophe to follow up on the...
Yeah. That came out at a weird time. Like, there was a movie, but Bohemian...
Rhapsody,
like the actual name of it. So it was a weird time. Like, that was had nothing to do with the movie. We were just trying to figure out a name for it. We couldn't think of anything good.
It's cool. And I think it's cool.
It didn't dawn on me at first. What
right over your head?
Your connection like, was. I just that's really cool, man. And I didn't realize what he was talking about.
Yeah, we were throwing something out there, and it just. I think I sent a group email. Like,
yeah.
What about Bohemian Catastrophe? Everybody liked it, but. The Catastrophe kind of comes from one of my favorite songs, so there's that too. But yeah.
All right, you gonna play a couple for us here, right?
Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, we'll
you
do
gonna try.
We're gonna do our very best.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you, if you're ready, you can bang one out, and we'll
Sure. You wanna do it now? I'll grab my guitar.
Yeah. I'll do great. Yeah, we'll do one, and then we'll come back, and we'll We'll come back and we'll play some tunes. We'll talk a bit about the show, the Jungle Show coming up.
Right,
it's a great lineup at that on that thing.
Oh, wait, that's your.
And
you can have that one.
I'll take it.
Let's
start with the Eraser.
Let me get my cable.
Oh, he's got to get his cable.
All right, that's all right. We get plenty of time. No problem.
It's right here.
Yeah, so we're going to do... This will be from our first release, what we did with Richard Marr.
Mm-hmm.
Back when he was in Modern Town.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's called Eraser. And there we go.
All right.
All right. Hey. You ready? Yeah.
Rise on the ground.
sounded good.
All right, thank you. Cool.
Sounded good. Let's talk a little bit about the Jungle Show on the 26th you got coming up.
Yeah.
Muck and the Myers. The Fighting Fish, and who's Seawolf? Is that the other band?
Yeah, Seawolf.
Yeah, I think they're a new band out of Lowell, I think.
Yeah, and I think if you search them on, like, Facebook or something, there's a much bigger Seawolf out there to be mistaken by.
Oh. Oh, really?
They do, like, classical music, I think, so it's kind of hard to mix it up. But
I've seen Muck a bunch. They're a great band.
I actually haven't.
It'll be my first time, too. I'm pretty psyched to see them.
Yeah, they're a great band. I've seen them a bunch.
Yeah, and I know they're Andy, awesome. And the singer, Andy from The Fighting Fish, he's been doing the leather, heavy leather topless.
Topless.
Yeah, he's been on.
Have you been to the jungle?
Never been.
No, it was our first.
Yeah. New room.
Yeah. Right in Somerville. That's cool.
Yeah,
we'll have to hit the exercises while we're there.
Yeah. Extra exercise bikes or something?
Yeah.
What?
That's like half their shtick. They probably for their shows.
That's right. They have
certainly hope so.
They have cycling. I haven't attended it, but they have cycling with music with the band. I don't know. Yeah.
So they must have a janitor to clean up the vomit.
I don't know how it works, but there is cycling.
Okay.
On certain nights. Probably not the night you're going to be playing.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's
going to do it, right?
No. Yeah.
That'd be great if you had to.
If you had a cyclist.
You sing?
Yeah. I think the cyclist view. I don't think they're performing. They're not singing the cycle, from what I've seen.
Well, you've been to the wrong shows. That sounds like the good one.
It kind of sounds like something out of an 80s movie a little bit.
A little bit.
Maybe we'll do our next video there.
Yeah. Be interesting. I'm going to play something by Muck. Play something by you guys. We'll come back. We'll play another tune.
Sounds good.
Chat a bit. But right now, this is this is Muck and the Myers.
All right.
Love.
All right, we're back with the Runouts. That was For a River in Scotland. One of my favorite tunes off that release.
Cool, thank you.
You want to talk a bit about that? Like,
yeah, there's actually kind of quite a bit behind it, which is cool that you brought it up. But that song kind of started the group in a sense. I wrote it before we all formed up. It's about my dad. I think that's kind of obvious in the tune.
Yeah.
But he had passed away maybe 6 months before I wrote it, and it was just kind of this last ditch. I'm gonna get this out. I'm gonna sell my gear. I'm gonna quit.
Wow.
Because I was in a previous band and we broke up, and it's just like, all right, I'm gonna get into the real world type of stuff. But I wrote this tune for him. I shared it with the people I care about, and a particular person. His name's Nick. He more or less texted me back when I shared it with him. He was like, you got to get this out there. Like,
yeah.
You can't quit. You got to get this out. So I would say within the week, I was out looking for a band again.
And so was that probably the first song off this Catastrophe
that
you kind of wrote?
Well, for this particular album, yeah, I guess it technically would be.
Hmm.
I didn't know where I'd put it in. I wasn't really ready to play it live and all that.
Yeah.
You know? It's just one of those tunes, but yeah, that was the first song, the first new song I really wrote for a long time, because a lot of the stuff on Pet Noises is pretty old. It goes back to when I was like 20, writing that stuff, and so this was sort of the forging of what we kind of mold into, I think.
And I love that you guys put lyrics in there, like old school, you know, like we just mentioned off here about how a lot of stuff now is digital and it's just downloads. But I love a CD. If you want to go back to albums with liner notes and things like that. And I think it's cool. And
I think we all love that stuff. We're about that age.
I relied on it growing up.
Yeah. You get the CD, you pop it open, you see the picture collage, you get the
That's kind of like part of it, part of the whole deal.
Yeah.
You're stoked. Your favorite band's put a new record out.
Yeah. So you have your Bad Religion lyrics here, and your dictionary open right here. Like, what's he talking about?
Is he trying?
Do you like the new? I love the new Bad Religion. Do you know that the new Bad Religion?
I haven't heard it more than once through yet, so.
I was digging it.
I play it a lot. Listen in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I was going to go to that show. I forget why I couldn't go. Because they just came to the House of Blues, I think. They did,
The last time I saw them was when they were at the Paradise 2 nights in a row doing the Battle of the Centuries, where it was like all the 80s and 90s stuff and one night, and then all the 2000s and beyond the next night. Both those shows are amazing.
Yeah,
they're ridiculous live. I just saw them at the Punk and Drublick thing back down in, South Shore somewhere.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. They were awesome, but I got exhausted. I was in the pit for the whole
set. You get banged up.
Too much craft beer.
Yeah.
I'm not a kid anymore.
We're a Bush Light band.
Yeah.
Slammed around. Drink for hours and hours and hours.
The last fancy pit boy band for us. That would have been Suicide Machines 2016.
Yeah.
It was their reunion, not a reunion, but anniversary tour for their first album. So I had to go to that, and I was like 29. So I was like, okay, I can turn 30 now.
Right. All right. Well, you want to play one?
Yeah.
Wanna
do
play one?
Go Home.
Let's do Go Home.
Alright.
We're saving a special one for the finish.
Yeah, this is the final track on Bohemian Catastrophe.
Yes.
It won't sound as good as a record though, so
yeah. We'll do our best.
Yeah, let's see what we can do.
We'll do the best for MFO. Right?
Here we go. Only the best for MFO. WMFO. Sorry. And the filthy pubs to hide.
romanticize life. If I could change their views or convince their minds, so far as a validated existence, I guess I'd run out of steam, have nothing left to prove.
Nice. I like that you throw in the, you have like some different sounds on, it's not just all like bang bang songs, you got like that thing in there, and
it's tiresome, the bang bang.
Right? You did that on Pet Noises too, wasn't there a real kind of chill, kind of acoustic-y? There was something on there, no? Or are there two on here? No, there was something on
we
there
did,
that was...
We did like a kind of 50s. Yeah, Heart of Stone.
I got to pull it out now.
Yeah, Heart of Stone. It's got some very talented person played the xylophone on Heart of Stone. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, we noted it in the liners.
He certainly felt like a genius.
But and he did not have an exaggerated sense of accomplishment.
So that wasn't on Noises.
Yeah, that was on Bohemian Catastrophe. It's the one.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much just like boom, boom,
like
boom,
every punk band should.
That was. I mean, as we're trying to kind of write this, I was just sucked into all the old like early '60s bands, especially like Dion and the Belmonts and the Crystals and that type of music.
Yeah.
And then some of the solo John Lennon stuff that, you know, he kind of bangs into that old rock and roll, and I just felt like, man, we got to get something like that. It would just be fun. It'd be cool. And it'd probably
give you some depth.
Yeah.
You know.
And all that. I wanted to ask you about one more song on this that, damn it, I'm getting old. I got to put glasses on whenever I read.
Fine.
Like I said, usually when if I like a CD, I like the whole thing. And that's the case with Catastrophe here. I played most of it.
Cool.
But I'm also big on Prairie Wolf.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little bit about that.
Well, I guess that kind of falls into the old dad category too.
this is down to more from like a Springsteen thing with his father, and it was funny. Like,
I guess so.
When he was like, I'm a big fan of Springsteen's, and when a lot of his stuff, he's like when he celebrated music, like none of it would have existed if it wasn't for his contentious relationship with his dad. But a lot of it was about his dad. A lot of his early music, like Adam Raised the Cane, things like that, was about his dad and their battles.
Well, that's, I guess, kind of where Prairie Wolf comes in. I mean, if River was the one 6 months after he had passed away, Prairie Wolf was the one more 4 years after. We have a little more time to reflect, and you kind of remember, you know, maybe not quite the nicer things, and, you know, taking a whipping here and there. And how it might have played into the long run, you know. But on top of that, you know, it was written in that purpose, but also to kind of like point out why, where we were. We lived in a small town called Lebanon, Oregon, which no one's ever heard of unless you came from there.
But that's where you grew up?
Yeah, well, I grew up around the valley of the Willamette Valley. I was mm-hmm. born in the Portland area, and we moved out south, more towards kind of the mill towns and the more secluded spots. And you kind of get in these kind of rough little areas that
yeah.
you'd never think, but there's just all this terrible stuff, especially with drugs and meth and whatnot. And well, you go in there with a workaholic father.
Yeah,
you know. Tensions just kind of, you live in a duplex.
Yeah.
A family of four. There's a lot of tension growing up and a lot of just kind of getting out on the streets and trying to blow off steam or even just that type of thing.
Yeah.
And that's more or less what Prairie Wolf was about. And in the end, like the way I thought it should end, the way I ended it was just kind of like, man, just take a minute and just love your life for a second. Because it's gone, just
yeah.
like that, and then that's what happened to him.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Oh, well, thanks, great man. Song.
Do you write all the lyrics, and you guys help with the music, or is it?
Yeah. The lyrics are all.
Yeah,
yeah. I do the words. We all get together.
Yeah,
we make the songs after that.
That's familiar with bands, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of times, the band itself will put the music together, and
yeah, like you know. Typically, I'll bring them something real rough, and then what they give into it is just
yeah.
what you hear, and it's usually blows my mind, so mm-hmm. like everything I show is just pretty basic 3-chord stuff, and then they turn it into
something special.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the better stuff. It's more fun to work with.
Yeah.
If you came in there with a bass part done, told me what to do, I'd be like, no, I've got to change it. I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely not how we do it. I don't, these guys are the ones that kind of really put the music behind it, you know.
Cool. I'm going to play some stuff. I'm going to play, they're going to come back. We'll talk a bit, then play one more. But I'm going to play something right now by a band called Stubborn Hearts. Jen was in here a few months ago, played some tunes, and this is off her release called Trixie. Play something by her, a couple songs, and we'll be back.
Our hearts are turned to 10 tonight. I cried my eyeballs dry.
Just like the game of two. As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
That was the Downhauls with Convenient Friend. I just saw them, last week. Great show, great band. Before that, the Runouts were here with Straw Man. That was Straw Man, right?
Prairie.
Is that what I put?
Prairie Wolf.
Yeah. I put the wrong song in. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Stubborn Hearts Are Hearts. Yeah. I love them all, see? Yeah. Stubborn Hearts Are Hearts to Turn to 10
the songs
tonight.
Every practice.
Was Stubborn Hearts the first band you played?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
it's good, man.
Yeah.
It sounded good.
Yeah.
They all did, but.
I like to play the rock. We're winding down here. It's 8:45 WMFO in Medford. I should mention that Brian Young is going to be on it. For these late birds, he's going to be on at midnight tonight for a couple hours. Brian is a host of Crash Course for the Ravers. Good rock show. So if you're up at midnight, tune in. But we're here with the runouts for one more. I think they get one more in them, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is a cover. Is that correct?
This is a cover.
Yeah.
Do we have to say what it is? Or we
no.
You guys like Boy George.
People should know this cover.
Yeah. So long as we don't screw it up exponentially.
Well, now that you said that.
Totally unrecognizable. Yeah.
Knock on wood, man.
2, 3, 4. Great. You got to add that to a set list of something or
awesome,
other.
We love that tune.
Yeah, I love that band, and you did a great job with
thank
that.
You.
Sweet.
Thank you very much.
When did you decide to do that one?
We wanted to play the final show, that's in quotes for the audience, of the Cantab, and Mickey asked us to come on, and as a band we weren't able, so Dee and I just threw together an acoustic set. We're like, let's throw some covers we love, and that was one of them. So
yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta button this up here, but anything else you want to say about any upcoming shows, or I don't know, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say?
Well, we got the 926 at the Jungle.
Yeah.
The Fighting Fish, Muck in the Myers, Seawolf, and after that, I think we got a kind of clear
schedule. Finding a drummer.
Yeah, we're looking for a drummer.
Future's unwritten.
Yeah, yeah. So anyone wants to hit us up? Yeah. Well, we actually have some prospects, but
nothing locked in yet.
Never hurts to hit us.
We're playing with little Kenneth Brisket from KCUF.
And OC45.
And what else? Coffin Salesman. If you haven't heard of those bands, check them out.
All bands to listen to for sure.
Great bands.
Each very one nice. A reason he can't stay with us.
Yeah,
so yeah,
if you
I know.
Stop attending the show, it's not a huge deal.
Yeah, we've been trying to coerce him, but it's not. He's got four bands, and we don't blame him.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people are like that in this town that are, especially drummers. I know a couple of guys that are drummers that are like in like three bands. They kind of fit all these bands in. But if you like music, I guess it works. You just keep.
Everyone needs a drummer.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Whether they know it or not.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for the continued support. We really appreciate it. You spent the record so much. Thank you so much for having us here tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Great stuff. I'm gonna play some more tunes before I get out of here. Got about 3 or 4 songs probably in me. This is something by The Figs, and I'll be back one more time to say see ya.
Fast girl gets lonely. My eyes are bloodshot red, and the
All right, I got to get out of here. That was the Von Trapps with Sound the Alarm. The Lee was something by... Come on in, Sam.
I like to make noise.
You can make noise. It's all right. The Lee was something by a band called the Sheila Divine. See you next week. Thanks for listening. Thanks again to the Runouts. We'll see you. Peace.